Well, there are some people that are saying that the 11% approval rating for Congress by the American public is bad news. Actually, I think it's very good news because it means that more Americans may finally be paying attention to what Congress is doing. I've been surprised for decades that far more Americans do not disapprove of the dishonesty, of the negligence, of the lack of oversight, and all the power grabs that happen on a routine basis by the U.S. Congress. But it's very encouraging that there's only 11% of people who still approve, and it may be that most of that 11% are people who have relatives in Congress, relatives or friends who are getting favors from the congressmen. So it'd be a very good sign if Americans have less trust in their politicians, because Americans have been far too deferential to their ruling class, and that's why the government's been able to seize so much power and do so much damage and waste so much money, because they've been running trillion-dollar deficits, more than $1 trillion year in and year out, and they simply don't have the will to abolish failed government programs or to pull in the reins on spending. Instead, most of them only care about perpetuating their own power, and it's absolutely justified that the vast majority of Americans would not approve of that. The real question is it possible to get rid of most of the bums who are now in Congress? And I'm not holding my breath on that one.